Burke with a stolen base.
Cody Akers with a good game against Pelican Rapids also was 3-for-5 with this one strikeout. Tell you, in that game, Randy, was 12. Rosa scored 12 runs on 14 hits. That's pretty good offensive attack, wasn't
it?
Bet it
was.
One error, couple, like nine left on. Yeah, the 318 average in that game, so that's, they're hitting the ball.
One ball, one strike, the count, one out. Akers will take inside a ball, and 2-1.
So Rosa's going to counter with Jimmy Toole, the right-hander from New Munich, the drafty.
Mettendorf takes his lead out at second. A.J. Hadley going through some signs over in third base coach box. There's a curveball from Morse. That's inside a ball, and now 3-1 to Cody Akers. That
nice
left
pitch.
And right field porch, Don, that 315 is very enticing, I think,
wow,
to left and right-handed hitters who like to pull the ball. I'd say Cody's a pull hitter. Quick bat. Akers takes inside ball four, and that'll give the Saints runners at first and second.
James Kiefer is the number four hitter tonight. Like you said, he moved up in the lineup from the first couple games in the region. He was batting, what was he at,
Over 500.
What was he batting in the lineup, though?
He was batting down number
Seven or eight, yeah. He's 1-for-5 with a couple Ks in the Pelican Rapids game.
Yeah, he struggled against the Pelican Rapids pitcher.
You were mentioning it too here. You know, he gets moved up in the lineup into that number four spot. We were talking about that against Pelican Rapids. It's kind of a position in the lineup, I think, that's kind of gets in your head a little bit, I think, the number four spot.
You kind of are expected to produce.
Yes, you are.
More frequently than anybody else. And the first pitch was a ball. Second pitch from Morris is high for ball two, and 2-0 now.
And I kind of think it's probably just as tough as being a designated hitter batting in the number four spot.
Agreed. So Morris hit the first batter, Mettendorf. She struck out Schmitz on a couple questionable calls and now walked Cody Akers. And here's a bouncer past the third baseman in the left field, and the left fielder playing fairly shallow on James Kiefler. They hold Mettendorf at third, and I think they might give that third baseman an error as that one hopped over his glove.
I thought he had it measured on that one. It was a two-hopper to him over there, and I thought, well, he's going to have a play to second probably.
He just struggled judging that two-hopper.
Yes, he did.
Well, they're going to give him a hit. The official score being generous tonight, and good for you, James Kiefler. You got a hit. So the base is loaded with Saints, and here's Ethan Vogt. Ethan knows what a grand slam's all about. He had one last week against Pelican Rapids, and, you know, that's got to be crossing his mind.
Let me
give my team a lead. Takes the first pitch for a called strike, 0-1.
Yeah, it's 2-for-4, the home grand slam home run, hit by pitch, couple Ks.
Base is loaded with Saints. Morris delivers, and Vogt lays off that breaking ball. Good. Pitch by Morrison. The appeal says no, he did not go around.
Tough pitch to hold back on for Ethan. Man, oh man, oh man, that was tough.
That was a sharp break.
Yes, it was.
Ball. Wow. So one ball, one strike, one out. Runners their leads from their respective bases. The pitch, the curveball, that one catches the plate, and the count, one ball, two strikes.
So you think they have a little scouting report on Ethan?
You know,
I think they probably do. Yep.
Yeah,
I'm sure they heard.
1-2 the count. Now Ethan's got to protect that plate. Morse from the stretch with the bases loaded. Kicks, delivers outside a ball in 2-2. Does not want to give in to Vogt. On deck, Austin Hadley.
He has no room for Ethan here, so he's going to have to pitch to him or give him an early lead.
Mitty leads from third over at second. It's Akers at first base, and here's a looping single over the second baseman's head. That'll score one. Throw comes back into the infield. Kiefler overruns second. The shortstop cuts it. They were going to send Akers at first, and A.J. held him, and I'm surprised there because that throw from the center fielder went to the shortstop instead of the second baseman.
They were anticipating Kiefler to go to third base, and I'll tell you what, he just about hit Kiefler with that throw. I thought the shortstop was going to be able to tag him right there, and then Cody was coming hard around third, and he put the stop sign up on him.
So the Saints get a run. The bases are still loaded, and this is going to draw a visit to the mound by the manager from Hampton right off the bat here in the top of the first inning. El Rosa is a battling, and Don, we said this all along. You. El Rosa is a good team.
They got a few tricks up their sleeves, El Rosa. We watched it against Pelican Rapids a little bit.
Look at that. Matt Mittendorf just scored, and now he and A.J. Hadley going over strategy because they're going to switch positions here. A.J. is going to come in and get ready to hit.
Yep.
And Mitty's going to be coaching at third.
A.J. wants him to know what he wants, and I think Matty knows pretty much what he wants to do over there at third. So, well, we've seen that a little deke last week on a runner coming around from second. Pat Elias holds him up, and in the same token, he runs through the stop sign. And center fielder, I think at that play, looked at the coach and seen him holding his hand, so he nonchalots a throw in, and they score.
Austin Hadley at the plate. He takes a swing and a miss. Strike one. Chase that high fastball from Adam Morse. And 0-1 to Hadley. Now Hadley's got to watch that nasty breaking ball. Base is loaded. Eichers at third. Kiefler at second. Over at first, Ethan Boat. Here's a ground ball back up the middle. Hits Morse in the ankle. Goes to the shortstop, who was standing right by second. He steps on the bag, throws to first, and they get a 1-6-3 double play. What a break for Hampton in the first. The Saints score one run on two hits. There were no errors and two left on base. We played a half an inning. El Rosa won. It's Hampton coming to bat. More state tournament baseball in 1 minute on KASM.
Bucky's in El Rosa and the National Turkey Federation is having the first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th, starting at 4 p.m., and you are all invited. Diamondback will play from 8 until midnight. Admission of $10 gets you in, plus an entry into the gun raffle. Guaranteed to be a fun night. The first annual Turkey Testicle Festival. Saturday, September 9th at Bucky's in El Rosa. You don't want to miss this one.
It's the Sweet Summer Sell-Down on all remaining 2017s at Sweeter Chevrolet of Cold Spring, home of the certified sweet deal. Save up to $15,000 on select four-wheel drive 2017 Silverado 1500 Cruise, or buy a new Equinox LS for just $18,990. But only four left. The Sweet Summer Sell-Down at Sweeter Chevrolet of Cold Spring. ColdSpringCars.com. Chevy, find new roads. OAC must be in stock while supplies last. See dealer for details. Offer ends 8/31/17.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Well, I think we got a lot of people listening back at home tonight. I know the Lake Henry Lakers are listening. They said after BP, they're all gathered around, and they say, go Saints tonight from the Lake Henry Lakers, part of the Stearns County League.
Yeah, it's go Lakers tomorrow, correct, Randy? At 1:30 against Young America.
Over in Hamburg tomorrow. All right, here we go. Jimmy Toole gets the ball, and he'll face A.J. Sayer here in the first inning. And Sayer, a left-handed hitter, takes Toole's first pitch for a ball outside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. As Sayer will pop this one up to left field, James Kiefler, he's got it measured, makes a catch for out number one. One out.
Center fielder number seven, Jordan DeCrook.
Jordan DeCrook up to the plate. And you know, Don, Jimmy Toole, a veteran of our Stearns County League, a veteran, actually, he's pitched in the state tournament a number of times.
Yes, he has.
He's been here. He's been on this stage already. And he's a guy who's going to make your defense work a little bit. But, you know, a lot of times the hitters are off stride. They're lunging at pitches. They really don't know what to expect. And the first pitch is a strike called to DeCrook in 0-1.
He makes his fastball look fast, Jimmy does. He throws that slow breaking ball like that one there. The first pitch was a fastball in the inside corner. It was kind of a deceptive call there, too. They were getting a few oohs and ahs on that one. But
one ball, one strike. Here's a ball that's fouled to the netting, and the count 1-2.
Randy's just about under the table already because it was 40 feet from us.
Do you know, I came within a foot of a ball hitting me in the head tonight. I was walking up the stands here, and a foul ball came just over that short fence and missed me by a foot. It went right over the top of my head.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Thank God that didn't hit you.
Glad you didn't see it as DeKruk rips it down the left field line. That's a fair ball into the corner. Kiefler gets to it quick. He'll throw it back into the infield and a long single for Jordan DeKruk.
Because if he couldn't have been able to do this here, there'd have been a lot of texting going back and forth with scores to Lake Henry and to everybody else listening.
That'll bring Josh Chatfield to the plate, the right fielder. He's a left-handed hitter. Chatfield with a runner at first and one down. 1-0, Al Rosa leads here in the bottom of the first inning. Tools pitch, a strike called, and 0-1. Round the infield for Al Rosa, Austin Hadley over at third. Matt Mittendorf at short at second. It is Matt Schmitzen at first base, Pat Ilias. In left field, James Kiefler. In center field, is that Kevin? Yeah, it's Kevin Kiefler. On right field, Ethan Vogt. Behind the plate, Cody Eichers and Jimmy Toole on the mound. The pitch outside, a ball, and 1-1.
Seems a little hazy when you look out to center field, doesn't it?
It does.
I don't know if it's just with the netting in front of us.
One ball, one strike, one out, one on. A lot of ones. 1-0 El Rosa. Here's a chopper in the infield, Chatfield. Bounces over to Ilias. Ilias will win the race to the bag, and the unassisted put out for Pat Ilias. 3 unassisted, and to second base goes DeKruk.
Nice play by Pat Ilias. He had to get over there in a hurry. It was off the line about 20 feet, wasn't it?
It was,
he had to race back. Jimmy Toole was either him or Pat Ilias, and I don't think Jimmy Toole was going to get there in time.
And I think Chatfield got out of the box slow,
yes,
too.
He did
jump out of that box. Here's cleanup hitter Pat Stray. And Stray, the first baseman, right-handed hitter, bats with DeKruk over at second, and Toole's pitch, a little squibber down the first baseline, foul by Stray in 0-1.
So do you think the Hampton Cardinals are used to a little bit quicker fastball?
I think they
probably
are. I think they are.
When you watch Jimmy out there, he's going to fool them. He's going to keep them off stride.
He's a master of deception.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's been effective for so many years. I mean, he's a workhorse. That arm of his just doesn't get tired.
Well, he's got a lot of innings in that arm.
Here's a breaking ball that Stray swings at and misses. Strike 2, 0-2. Single elimination here in Class C. Just one game yet for all 32 teams this weekend. Next weekend we'll go single elimination until we crown a champion on Labor Day Monday. Here's a ball in the dirt. Knocked down by Cody Eichers, and going to third will be DeKruk, and he'll slide in safely. So a wild pitch by Toole, and now the tying run just 90 feet away over at third.
Twins are up on Toronto, 5-1, top of the fifth.
Go Twins. 1-0 El Rosa, two outs for Hampton. Here's a pop-up in the infield. Schmitz over at second says he's got it, and he does. That'll do it for Hampton in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We played an inning. El Rosa won that first inning. It's 1-0 Saints. We're back in a minute here on KASM.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizza, string cheese, butter for the bread, and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Butts on KASM. When the mercury rises, the last thing you want to be without is air conditioning. And no matter how well you take care of the mechanical things in your home, you can count on inconvenient failures. Grinnell Mutual makes it easy for you to add equipment breakdown coverage to your homeowner's policy so you don't have to sweat the small stuff. Prepare for the unexpected by adding equipment breakdown insurance to your homeowner policy. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance Agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
Yeah.
1-0 Al Rosa after one. To the top of the second inning, Pat Ilias, A.J. Hadley, and Kevin Kiepler, the 7-8-9 hitters. Earlier this evening, right here in Norwood, the first game tonight saw Buffalo defeating a number one seed, Fairmont, 6-2. So Buffalo gets Class C's first win in the second weekend. And I had a score from over, I believe it was Hamburg, where it was Brooklyn Park getting a walk-off home run. They beat Moorhead. No, it was Moorhead beating Brooklyn Park. 3-2. 3-2 in Class B.
So, Buffalo, that sets up the meeting with Young America and Lake Henry tomorrow. The winner of that game will be playing Buffalo.
All right. Ilias at the plate. Already behind in the count. 0-2. And the pitch in the dirt. A ball and one ball, two strikes. Of course, we remember Pat Ilias in regional play. He had the big walk-off home run for El Rosa on opening night of Region 15C in Farming. Really got our Region 15C tournament off and rolling. Outside a ball and 2-2 to Pat.
Pat was 2-for-5 also in that game against Pelican Rapids. Gets his hits, doesn't he, Randy?
Yes, he does. 2-2 the count to Ilias, and Pat will follow up back and out of play, and the count stays at 2-2. You know, Pat came up to me before the game tonight, and he goes, Randy, you know what? If that wind was blowing like this last week, I would have had one. Because he did put the outfielder in right field up against the fence last Sunday.
Deep park.
As he swings and misses at the off speed, and he's out in strikes. So, you know, as a hitter, you're watching the wind yet.
Absolutely.
You want it in your favor.
You bet you do. And seems like tonight it's in the left-hander's favor,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Here's A.J. Hadley coming to the plate as Adam Morse kicks and delivers an outside a ball, says the home plate umpire, and the count at 1-0. Norwood, of course, this field, home of the Indians and known as Zelman Field. Named after Bob Zelman.
Bob Zelman, yes.
Bob is here tonight, actually. I know Bob is using a wheelchair a lot nowadays, but he was on the state board for many, many years.
Yeah, I think up until last year, yeah, wasn't he on the state board?
Yeah. Here's a ground ball to short. Up with it cleanly and across the diamond by David Berry, and 6-3 in the putout of A.J. Hadley.
Just watching the ball coming off this grass infield here at the shortstop there, too. Come off that grass, took that high hop, like that did to the third baseman before, too. I thought that took that second hop and just kind of bounced right over the top of his glove as he was going to field it. I thought he was going to have trouble with this one.
You know, there's some. It looks like some dry spots in the infield, Don, but it's very thick. And that might be why it looks dry, because it is so thick. Kevin Kiefler at the plate. The first pitch to Kevin. A strike called as he squared the bunt and pulled back in 0-1. Kiefler has been consistent throughout regional play and state tournament play, doing the job done wherever they put him in the lineup. You know, Kevin has probably batted in every position in this lineup for El Rosa over the years.
Probably
I know he used to be a leadoff hitter, and now he's couple weeks ago in Regions, he was up in the order. Now he's down in the order, but he's a good setup man. There's a curveball for a strike and a count to Kiefler.
Matt must have been missing that day when he was leadoff, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mitty's had some injuries over the years, too.
Yes.
And I think they experimented with him maybe at a 2 or 3, as this one is fouled down the right field line. That's going to go out of play. And the count, 1-2 yet. On deck is Matt Mettendorf. You know, Al Rosa had trouble leaving home tonight, Don.
Yes, that's what we were hearing. We come in here, the bus broke down, I guess, by Belgrade on the way to El Rosa, correct?
That's right. So the team bus, we had pulled in shortly after 6:30, and the team bus was getting here. They didn't have any batting practice. As Kiefler pops it up, foul territory over by first. There to make the catch astray, and that'll do it for the Saints. Here in the second, no runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 1.5. It's El Rosa 1 second, and no Hampton runs, nothing. No more state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Summer is almost over. Can you believe it? But don't worry, the savings will continue during the summer clearance event going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Lease the all-new Jeep Compass for as low as $169 per month. Or how about the all-new Dodge Journey with a lease payment as low as $219 per month? Enjoy the savings going on now at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Just off I-94 in Albany and at AlbanyChrysler.com.
Albany Chrysler, one-stop deal. Albany Chrysler.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
He's on the front row.
Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen, back at Zelman Field in Norwood. El Rosa leading 1-0 as we make our way to the bottom of the second inning. And Jimmy Toole, the draftee from New Munich on the mound, throws a strike to David Berry and the count 0-1. It'll be Berry, Dittman, and Hebig. Drive to right field, coming hard, Ethan Boat. He's there to make the catch for the out.
You guys look like they're a long way away out there, don't they, tonight?
Yeah, Ethan, that one had a nice, like, slice, didn't it?
See the wind that's going in? Yeah. This kind of took it right to Ethan.
It took it right to Ethan.
Yes, it did.
Right-handed hitter had a slice there. And how do you correct a slice? Swing harder?
Yeah. more than what?
Johnny Dittman.
You should figure that out in golf. That's what you have.
I know.
I mean, that's not even a slice. That's a loop.
And the first pitch to Johnny Dittman. A strike called in 0-1. We're hearing some rumblings of thunder every once in a while here at Norwood.
That's the bleachers, Randy.
Oh, okay. People walking up and down the bleachers. There's a pitch outside of ball 1-1. You know, there's a big town celebration going on today, tonight, and tomorrow. Stiftungfest being held here in Norwood Young America. So that's on the other end of town in the park. Is popping it up over to third base is Dittman, and there are two outs.
Catcher number 14, Rhett Hebig.
Here's Rhett Hebig. And Rhett up to the plate.
This is always a challenge down here. We come to state tournament games. I have to look through that book whenever I see the teams that we're playing to figure out these names. And then you go sit in the stands with some of the fans, and you kind of get the you
true
look at the name.
Yeah.
You look at the names, and the way we pronounce them and the way they are sometimes are completely different.
Yep. Hebig takes a strike called, and 0-1. Well, it's one strike. As Jimmy Toole kicks and delivers. And there's a ball and 1-1. One ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. Breaking ball outside and 2-1. Two outs, two balls, one strike the count. Looks like Ethan Vogt's playing pretty deep out in right field.
Yes, he is.
And Toole's pitch slapped on the ground right back to Toole. He'll flip and throw to first. 1-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for the Cardinals of Hampton here in the second. Nothing across, no runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. Two in the books. It's El Rosa 1 and Hampton nothing. More state tournament baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Pabst's Pork in Spring Hill is known all over central Minnesota for their excellent pork products. And you will find their delicious pork products in fine stores all over central Minnesota. Check out the sausage, baby back ribs, pork chops, seasoned pork patties, bacon, breakfast sausage, ham, and more. Pork is low in cholesterol, so fill the freezer. Call Pabst's Pork at 987-3368 or online at PabstsPork.com. Pabst's Pork in Spring Hill and in stores all over central Minnesota. The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers. Because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
He's Don, I'm Randy. We're bringing the Rosa baseball tonight here on KASM Radio. Heading to the top of the third, 1-0. El Rosa with the lead. Adam Morse set to begin his second full inning of work. It'll be the top of El Rosa's lineup. Matt Mittendorf, Matt Schmitz, and Cody Eichers. Mitty scored the only run for El Rosa tonight after being hit by a pitch on the very first pitch of the game.
Getting out the top of the third for the Saints, the shortstop, number two, Matt Mittendorf.
And Mittendorf steps again up to the plate as Adam Morse has the sign from his catcher, Hebig. The breaking ball, missing outside a ball, 1-0.
Okay, in all the games that we were in Region 15C, Randy, how many at-bats were there, do you think?
All Region 15C. I would say about 580.
It's 197 for 812.
Oh, so there's 812 at-bats. Yeah. Wow.
99 base on balls.
As Mittendorf takes a strike called. And one ball, two strikes.
We didn't break the record, hit by pitch, 27. 157 Ks in the region.
1-2, Mitty will foul this one back and
look out, on the table.
Out of play. And the count at 2-2 now, two balls, two strikes. No, there are some rain showers off to the west of us right now. So there is a chance at some point here tonight that we could go into short rain delay as Mittendorf loops this over the second baseman's head into right center field, a base hit.
Second baseman number seven, Max.
We didn't quite make 250 in the region as team's batting average, so it's not a lot of hitting going on.
No. Well, at this,
it's still
this
pretty good
point, I think pitchers definitely have the advantage. Your better pitched teams are probably here in the state tournament. And Matt Schmitz to the plate. We'll see if he's bunting, trying to get Mittendorf over to second. If we got a delayed steal, El Rosa's known for that delayed steal. He'll go straight steal. Schmitz, a hit and runs on. He'll foul it back and out of play in the count 0-1.
Getting a little rain on my head here right now.
As the light rain starting to fall here in Green Isle as the fans scamper for cover. And Schmitz will tap that one, foul at the plate. The count 0-2. No balls, two strikes.
Keep it over there.
As the pitch gets away from the catcher, and now that is going to send Matt Mittendorf out to second base. So out to have a word is Hebig with Morse the pitcher. Matt Mittendorf takes a lead at second. Got to make sure I don't poke Don in the eye with this umbrella here. As here's a ground ball by Schmitz. Good job of hitting by Matt. Moves Mittendorf over to third. And a 4-3 put out. It goes in the book. But, you know, honestly, Don, that could go as a sacrifice, too, just about.
Yes, it could. That's what you want to do. You're a good hitter when you can advance that runner to third. Now you got a chance for a sack fly. Anything here. A pass ball scores a run here. That's the long way back to the backstop.
And with one out, here's Cody Eichers.
I don't believe it. Oh, yeah, there's a little light rain coming down.
Cody takes a strike from Morris and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike. Morris delivers. Eichers slices this ball down the third baseline. And the count 0-2 to Cody. They've got the infield in, trying to cut off that, or at least keep that runner at third. O-2 the count. Pitches outside to Eichers, and now 1-2. Good pitch there by Morse, trying to get Eichers to chase that ball in the outside part of the plate. James Kiefler waits on deck for El Rosa. 1-0 if you're just joining us. We're in the top of the third inning. Have some light rain falling here in Norwood. The guys are playing through it as Eichers fouls it at the plate. The count stays 1-2.
I would say, Randy, if it doesn't get any heavier than this, they're going to keep playing, aren't they?
Right. We have looked on Twitter. We're seeing that Hamburg is in rain delay, and Hamburg maybe a little southeast of here.
Southeast, yes.
Eichers takes a ball inside, and that was definitely inside. And the count 2-2 now to Cody.
To you.
Yeah.
A couple of fans thought, wow, that was pretty close.
Two balls, two strikes.
Actually, a former Richmond player umping the behind the plate, Craig Ehrlichman, tonight.
Gets a
didn't catch the base umpire.
A state tournament start. The 2-2 to Eichers, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes.
So we had Randy and I both looked at each other before. We had a little tidbit here that said, I wonder if Craig ever batted against Jimmy Toole.
Yeah, and I bet you he did.
He probably did. Plus, Craig's been
James
done
Kiefler.
Playing baseball for quite a while.
Yeah, although I think Jimmy's been in the league now.
It's got to be 20 years.
Close
huh?
to 20 years, just about.
Well, maybe not quite.
We'll have to ask Toole after the game. As James Kiefler comes to the plate, he swings and misses strike one. Now a little bit of a wet field. You pick that baseball up.
Anything
conditions,
can happen.
Anything can happen. Yeah. As the pitch is in the dirt, nice block by Hebig, the catcher.
Wow, that saved a run.
And the count at 1-1.
Well, the rain is actually coming from the right direction for, maybe I should have spoke too early here.
There's a strike called, and 1-2. One ball, two strikes. One ball, two strikes. Mittendorf at third. El Rosa leading 1-0 here in the third. Pitches inside. Just about takes James Kiefler's kneecaps out. And the count 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, one on. Breaking ball, missing outside. Boy, Morse can paint that corner so well.
They're close.
They are close. The count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. The kick, the pitch, and that's upstairs, and Kiefler's going to walk. It'll bring Ethan Boat to the plate.
Right fielder number 19, Ethan Boat.
Ethan, 1-for-1 so far tonight. He's got the only RBI. A single that scored Matt Mittendorf back in the first. Batting in the third. Runners at the corners. Adam Morse trying to work out of this jam. El Rosa had a big opportunity to tack on a few more runs in the first inning. Delayed steal by James Kiefler, and, you know, he caught the second baseman in his spot sleeping, and Kiefler goes in with the stolen base.
There you go. That's we're getting a little bit heavier rain here. I think our equipment's going to get it.
As a swing and a miss by Bolt. Now this pass. One gets away from Hebig. The catcher, Mittendorf, scores. Kiefler to third. And Arosa leads 2-0. So Mitty has scored for the second time tonight.
Hebig made that nice stop before. That could have cost a run. And now he lets one get by him. It was in the dirt, but...
And out to have a word with Adam Morse's, the catcher, Hebig. So Kiefler goes to third. Are you melting yet?
No.
No?
Not yet.
Okay. One ball, one strike. Ethan Moe takes outside, a ball in 2-1.
Mary Poppins over here with his umbrella.
We got to protect the equipment, Don.
There you go.
Yeah.
We could get our eyeballs lit up otherwise, couldn't we?
Right. I'll let you touch it. 2 on the count. Outside to Ethan Boat and 3-1.
Big, another nice stop behind the plate there.
Hebig's had a few pitches go through his legs to the backstop already. 3 balls, 1 strike to Ethan. We kick the pitch and Vogt drives this to left field way down in the corner. Coming on is the left fielder. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for El Rosa here in the third inning. One run on one hit. There were no errors and one man left on base. We played 2.5. El Rosa 2, Hampton nothing. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be, contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Number 21, Johnny Solchow.
Solchow.
Randy Rotstein, Don Heinen back with you in Norwood as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. And Johnny Solchow leads it off for Hampton. And the first pitch, a swing and a miss by Solchow. Strike one. It'll be Solchow, Josh Sharp, and then the top of the order in Sayre facing Jimmy Toole. Here's a pitch that's drilled up the middle, and Hampton will get their second hit of the night. 2-0. It's El Rosa leading. Getting a strong breeze that's blowing through right now, and for the moment, Don and I are so dry.
So far, so good.
So far, so good is right. Jimmy Toole has to work from the stretch, and the pitch to the number 9 hitter. That's Josh Sharp. He is also the DH. Ball one outside. One out with a count. Pitch a little bit low, and 2-0. Got some fans in the stands tonight, John. Don, it's John.
John.
John Vanderbeek's here tonight.
Fans in the stands.
Yeah, yeah. John and his bride.
Just a shout-out to Donna Arns. I talked to her today. We were having a burger at the A&W, and she said, I'm going to listen to you tonight. So
wow.
Good Donna, talking to you again,
big
Donna.
Big baseball fan.
Yes, she is.
Pitch from Tool is high for ball three, and 3-0 now to the number nine hitter, and Tool starting to dig himself a little hole here in the third inning. Leadoff single, now 3-0 to the number nine hitter, and there's Jimmy's pitch. Strike called, and 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Outfield playing straight away for Al Rosa. Now looking to bunt is the batter, and he'll put it down, fielded by Tool. He'll throw it to first, and 1-3 in the putout to get Sharp.
Yeah, Jimmy picked that ball up. After he did, he was wiping his hands off, so I think the grass is pretty wet right now, but doesn't look like it's coming down anymore, Randy, does it?
Johnny Selchow over to second. Yeah, if you look in that light, Don, you can see it's coming down.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. It's behind us here.
Yeah, and
it's
right
kind of a mist.
Here.
It's kind of a mist coming down.
And I'll bring a leadoff hitter for Hampton, A.J. Sayer, to the plate. Selchow takes his lead at second, and Sayers' pitch is a strike call, 0-1. Well, it's one strike. Of course, there's a lot of talk about what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. We get through tonight's game first, and then we'll worry about tomorrow. But stay tuned to KASM. We'll keep you updated on how everything plays out tomorrow. Pitches a ball to Sayer, and the count 1-1. One ball, one strike. Curveball inside, and now 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Two-one the count. Kick the pitch by Tool, and Sayer will follow this one back and out of play. And the count, 2-2.
Hampton batters having a little trouble getting in time with that curveball, aren't they?
Yeah. Two balls, two strikes. Selchow leads from second, 2-0 Al Rosa, bottom of the third. And Sayer lines it to Schmitz at second. He'll flip to Mitty, and they double up Selchow. Nice play by Matt Schmitz, and the Saints get out of any damage here in the third. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on. 3 in the books. Al Rosa 2 and Hampton 0. State Tournament Baseball on KASM. We're back in a minute.